Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will start the Law of Reproduction, covering questions 686 to 694.
Enjoy!
Question 686. Is the reproduction of living beings a law of nature?
Obviously. Without reproduction, the corporeal world would die out.
Question 687. If the population continues to follow the constant progression that we now see, will a time come in which it is too excessive for the earth?
No. God has foreseen this and always keeps everything in balance. God does nothing useless, since they only see one angle of the picture of nature. Humans are unable to perceive the harmony of the whole.
Question 688. At this moment, there are certain human races that are obviously diminishing. Will a time come when they will have completely disappeared from the earth?
Yes, but others will have taken their place, as others will someday take yours.
Question 689. Are the human beings of today a new creation, or are they the perfected descendants of primitive beings?
They are the same spirits. They have returned to perfect themselves in new bodies, but they are still far from perfection. Thus, the present human race, which, through its growth, tends to invade the whole earth and to replace the races that are dying out, will also go through its own period of decrease and extinction. Other, more perfected races will replace it. These will have descended from the present ones, just as the civilized human beings of the present day have descended from the brutes and primitives of early eras.
Question 690. From a purely physical point of view, are the bodies of the present race a special creation, or have they evolved from more primitive bodies by way of reproduction?
The origin of the human race is lost in the night of time. But since all belong to one great human family, whatever the primitive roots of each race were, they have since been able to mix with one another and produce new types.
Question 691. From a physical standpoint, what is the distinctive and dominant characteristic of primitive races?
The development of brute strength at the expense of intellectual prowess. The opposite is occurring nowadays. Humans act more through their intelligence than through physical strength, and yet they accomplish 100 times more because they have placed the forces of nature at their service, which the animals cannot do.
Question 692. Is the improvement of animal and vegetable species through science contrary to natural law? Wouldn't it be more in conformance with that law to allow things to follow their normal course?
Everything must be done to arrive at perfection. Humans themselves are an instrument that God uses as a means for accomplishing the divine ends. Since perfection is the goal toward which nature tends, to favor such perfection is to correspond to those ends.
Subquestion 692. But in their efforts to improve various species, humans are generally motivated by a personal sentiment that has no other goal than to increase their own enjoyments. Doesn't this diminish their merit?
What does it matter that their merits are void provided progress is made? It is up to them to render their labor praiseworthy through their intention. Besides, By means of such labor, they exercise and develop their intelligence, and it is from this aspect that they derive the greatest benefit.
Question 693. Are the human laws and customs that have as their objective or as their result the creation of obstacles to reproduction contrary to the law of nature?
Everything that hinders the operation of nature is contrary to the overall law.
Subquestion 693. Nevertheless, there are species of living beings, both animals and plants, whose unrestrained reproduction would be harmful to other species, and of which humans themselves would soon be victims. Would it be wrong to hinder their reproduction?
God has given to humans, above all other living beings, a power that they should use for good and not for abuse. They may regulate reproduction according to their needs, but they should not hinder it unnecessarily. The intelligent action of humankind is a counterbalance set by God among the forces of nature to reestablish their equilibrium. This is what further distinguishes humans from the animals, because humans do so with full awareness. In their turn, the animals take part in this equilibrium. While the instinct of destruction has been given to the animals as a means for their own self-preservation, it also causes them to hinder the excessive and perhaps dangerous overpopulation of the animal and vegetable species that nourish them.
Question 694. What should be thought about the means that are meant to prevent reproduction with a view to satisfying sensuality?
It proves the predominance of the body over the soul and demonstrates how deeply humans are immersed in matter.